This is Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports, and joining me today is Jeff Tom. Jeff is retired from the California Legislature and also serves as a member of the Collaborative on the behalf of the California Council of the Blind. He's here to describe the philosophy of person-centered care and why it matters to high-performing systems of long-term services and supports.
Thank you, Laurel. The concept of person-centered care may seem like a simple one, but its potential ramifications are immense. In order to illustrate this fact, I want to make three major points. First, the concept of person-centered care is a holistic or social one, rather than merely a medical approach to the needs of consumers. The traditional medical model focuses on a consumer's healthcare needs, from hospital services at one end of the spectrum to in-home care at the other, with nursing home services in between, and of course, other related healthcare services. A person-centered, holistic approach focuses instead on the entirety of the needs of the consumer, and just as importantly, on his or her goals and expectations. How does he or she envision themselves and their level of independence? Do their goals include employment, travel, recreation, and what level of assistance might they need to achieve these goals? This leads to my second point, namely that successful person-centered care requires far more data gathering and assessment than does the traditional medical approach. As we just mentioned, the person's health plan or other provider of care must find out what the consumer believes he or she needs to achieve the individual's goals and expectations. In addition, a health plan must engage in data collection from other sources to determine not only whether it has concerns about the ability of the consumer to achieve his or her goals, but also to obtain data on what services the consumer might need: health, living environment, safety net, ability to function independently, and a host of other factors are vital pieces of the puzzle for assessing a person's abilities and long-term care needs. My final point flows directly from the other two. A person-centered social approach to long-term care requires that those in charge of the person's care be able to provide or arrange for the provision of a wide variety of health, social, and other services that will best meet the needs of the consumer, as determined by the assessment of the data received from and on that individual. Service delivery and decisions go far beyond retention in the home or placement in a nursing home or hospital setting. Mental health, substance abuse, nutrition, vision, hearing, housing, and the teaching of daily living skills are just a few of the types of services that a health plan must either be able to cover or find others who can do so. Thus, the vision of a person-centered system of care, as it applies to long-term care services and supports, is to achieve the maximum independence and best quality of life for each and every consumer.
Thanks for sharing this information, Jeff. If you'd like to learn more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.